Good morning, Christ Church Cathedral. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. I have a confession this morning to make. Over the past 3.5 years or so, I've increasingly struggled with doubt. And in our gospel text for today, we find some of the disciples struggling with doubt. The 11 had followed Jesus' instructions, which had been sent by way of the women to go to the mountain in Galilee. And we are told that when the disciples saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. The source of their doubt is not explicit in the text, so we can only infer that some may have questioned if this really was Jesus. Some, as the Message Bible interpretation reads, were not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. We really can't say for sure just by looking at the text. All we know is that some of the disciples safe to say, however, that some of the disciples were yet experiencing a struggle between faith and belief. I, too, in recent years have experienced a struggle between faith and belief. More and more, I have found myself questioning whether or not the United States of America legitimately is really or can be a beacon of hope and a model of freedom for the world. The past few years have really tested my faith in the true meaning of the United States as representative of the foremost democracy in the world. But if I'm totally honest, as a historian, I have never been able to look at the entire history of this nation, knowing that the founding Father's principles and practices were at odds right from the very beginning, and not recognize that there has never been a time when this experiment in democracy did not hang in the balance. It has never in the past been a sure thing, and it certainly isn't a sure thing today. On today, we celebrate the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, the three persons of God in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity is anything but simple. Indeed, it's a holy mystery. And frankly, no matter how much we seek to explain or understand it, you either believe it or you don't. In fact, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to make one truly believe. And indeed, no one knows or loves the things of God except by way of the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite books of the Bible is the Gospel of John. John is the most spiritual of the Gospels, and it's in John that we get the clearest articulation of the even though the word Trinity is nowhere to be found in the Bible. I like John because he doesn't just want us to know what Jesus can do for us. He wants us to know who Jesus is. John has a high Christology, for he says, we see in the very beginning of his gospel, the way John starts off his gospel, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All the disciples' presence in the midst of their situation, in the midst of their fears, and he offers them peace. Not once, but twice, as a prerequisite to the disciples going out to make new disciples. But before Jesus releases the disciples, he breathes on them. He infects the disciples with his Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that the Father had given him, now Jesus is giving to the disciples. And now Jesus is sending them out, all contagious and everything. And wants the disciples to infect other people. But this infection of the Holy Spirit doesn't make people sick. It makes people well. It heals. It brings comfort and wholeness. This Holy Spirit is what produces forgiveness and reconciliation. It is the power of God's Holy Spirit given to us through Jesus Christ that causes us to bear one another's burden. And here today in Matthew's text, Jesus, through the authority of heaven and earth given to him by the Father, is sending the disciples to make new disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I began this message with a confession pertaining to my doubts about the role of the United States as a beacon of hope, of light, and freedom in the world. As my notion of American exceptionalism gives way, I want you to know that I've not at all become cynical. As a matter of fact, my faith in God has never been more secure. When I consider the recent events that have captured our collective attention, namely the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing pandemic of racism, I can say with total confidence that the triune God is right here in the midst of our struggles. I tell you, I got happy and put a hallelujah in my praise when I read the psalm for today and I got to the part that reads, "Out of the mouths of babes and infants, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger." And I had to stop and consider how the young people are honoring and praising God through their protest set ablaze by the cop-induced public execution of George Floyd. Without question, the mass-based protest in all of their diversity has been nurtured by the promise of America. But make no mistake about it, we are witnessing and taking part in a move of God's Holy Spirit. I can't imagine a mother who has heard her child scream out for her, "Mama, Mama," who could not feel deep sorrow and anguish in thinking about how this 46-year-old black man calling out for his mother who had been deceased for 2 years. And I know he was calling out for the mother who had given birth to him eventually wrote it out of the text. In George Floyd's cries for mama, mama, I hear a cry for she, the Holy Spirit. And I realize that for some of us, our sanctified imagination won't allow us to experience the Holy Spirit as she.
Up with, but you know how we do on Sunday.
depression is in recovery. I received that as a word from the Lord for me. It ain't got to be perfect for Jesus. And that's something for us to keep in mind during this time of social struggle where many people are just now truly experiencing an awakening about the persistence and pervasiveness of racism and its impact. We've got a lot of work to do, and it can seem overwhelming in scope. Many people are reflecting on how we have a lot of work to do on ourselves as we deal with how we are complicit in the perpetuation of injustice. Know that mistakes will be made as we work together. But just remember, it ain't gotta be perfect for Jesus. When our will lines up with God's will, we may miscommunicate with one another sometimes, but the Holy Spirit will be there to interpret that which in our humanness, we may not have gotten quite right. Receive and let the Holy Spirit breathe on us and have its way. And God's will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christ Church Cathedral, Episcopal Church, and friends, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit